Early voting is underway for the May 4th city and school board elections. Here at KACU, we are continuing to bring you interviews with Place 5 and 6 candidates. Jessica Cantu is a first-time candidate for city council. She has spent 8 years working as a manager at Pier 1 and believes that her experience in customer service will translate to her skills as a potential councilwoman. She's lived in Abilene for 27 years and is motivated to run by her faith. So I noticed that you signed up on one of the earliest possible days that you could sign up to run. So that's just made me a little bit curious. Is this an idea that's been on your mind for a long time, or is this something that came up fairly recently?
Okay, so it actually was something that came up fairly recently.
Okay, could you tell me about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, what really prompted me was kind of my faith. Sometimes we can complain about things that are going on in our community, or we can see areas where we would like to see some change. And so for me, you know, I know that the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. And so if we want to see change, we need to be the change that we want to see. And so that's really what prompted me, is I wanted to step out into this position to kind of bring my core values, principles, and beliefs into the position.
And then I noticed that you have been the manager for, is it Pier 1 for a while? And I wanted to know if you thought your experience in customer service, if it makes you more qualified or gives you a different outlook when it comes to your position on the city council.
Absolutely. So yes, I have been at Pier 1 for over 8 years. Absolutely. I think any type of customer service, it has really equipped me to be able to communicate with, you know, our community, communicate with people that, you know, I'm going to need to do business with. You know, I have to do business with, you know, different organizations. And, you know, I have to make sure that I am, you know, friendly to everybody, you know, despite, you know, what economic level they come from, or despite what social background they come from. You know, I like to treat all of my customers the same. To me, they're all important, they're all valuable. And I think that's key for this position, is that we need to come into this position seeing everybody as an equal, you know, regardless of how much money we make or where we live in the city. To me, every life matters and every life is equally important.
All right. And then I noticed in some of your interviews you were talking about how you wanted to be a voice for women and a voice for those who might be marginalized depending on their ethnicity. And I wanted to know more about that, and then more on how you think you would, accomplish that if you were to be elected.
Sure. And I do want to say I'm glad you brought that up. You know, that's not the only people that I want to represent. I know that that was misconstrued with some people thinking that that's the only two classifications that I want to represent. I do want to clarify that I do want to represent everybody within our city. Again, regardless of race, regardless of economic status, social background, religion, I want to be a voice for everyone. Now, when I made that statement, you know, if you look at our current city council, there's not a wide array of representation of our city. Our city is very diverse, and I would like to see another representation of our city on the council. And so there's only one other lady that is currently on our city council. And so there again, you know, out of the 6 seats, you know, to have another woman represented, I think would be very beneficial.
I guess my follow-up question would be, if you were in that position, I don't know what policies or what things would you enact to be sure that those people do have a voice, or how would you go about doing that?
Okay, well, I think the first thing for me is that, you know, I want to make sure that I am listening to, you know, the people in our city, the people in our community. So I think the first thing is just really being available. That's what I'm currently doing in my campaigning, is, you know, talking to different businesses, talking to different organizations and nonprofits, and just people that are in our community, just to hear their voice and to see what they would like to see represented through our council. And so I'm taking all of that feedback, and, you know, not necessarily any policies, I think, but it's just knowing the community that you serve and hearing them. I think that's crucial. You know, if we can hear what the concerns are of, like, our college students, or the concerns of our veterans, or the concerns of, you know, nonprofit organizations, that's what I want to do when I come into the position, is just see how I can help those organizations.
And you did bring up your faith earlier, and I was very curious about your faith and how it would impact you as a person as well as a politician.
Okay. Well, for me, my faith is the basis of everything that I do. And to me, integrity, you know, having honesty, having morals, having, you know, being faithful, you know, those are all things that I look at, that I stand on for the decisions that I make, you know, and looking at some of the things that's going on right now within the council, you know, my faith would have me to unite our community versus divide it. And so that's just a small example of, you know, where I would allow my faith to come in and to be a foundation of the decisions that I make. You know, we all make mistakes. We all do things that, you know, we shouldn't do at some point or say things. But, you know, I think there needs to be grace and forgiveness. And again, that's where my faith kind of comes in is, you know, if somebody is repentive of what they have said or done and they are looking to move forward, then, you know, we should offer grace to that individual. And so that's where my faith kind of steps in on certain things.
I don't know if you know, Mayor Anthony Williams, he is, they're planning on revisiting the city maintenance fee. I was just wondering how you felt about the city maintenance fee, if you thought that that was a good use of time, or if there are any other things that are being neglected.
Right. So I know with fees, that's not something that we want to see as citizens. I know that, you know, fees are things that something that people don't want, but unfortunately, sometimes they have to be put in place in order for there to be things done within our city. So for projects to go forward with, or for things to be changed that needs to be changed, or for upgrades, those are things that I'm looking at right now to see, you know, are these particular things that are set in place, are they needed? You know, can there be some adjustments that we can make? So I'm currently researching that and trying to see if there is other avenues that we can look at besides the fees.
So with the city maintenance fee, you said that you wanted to maybe go about it and see if there's a different way that maybe there won't have to be fees. Perhaps there's another way of going about that. I know another thing that they were thinking of doing is looking at the vacancies downtown and fixing that to maybe invigorate businesses. And I just wanted to know what you believe the city council's role is in doing that.
In invigorating the businesses downtown?
With invigorating the businesses, with fixing the vacancies downtown, how big a role do you think the city council would play into that?
Okay. Well, I think we play a role in the part of, you know, making sure that we are promoting economic growth within our city. I think our downtown area is very vital, and I know we're really trying to make that a tourist place for other people that are visiting our city to come and to be a part of. And any new businesses that we put into place there or that we allow to come in, I think that's only going to generate more business for our community and for our economy. And so I think it's really important to make sure that we are encouraging businesses to come in, to revitalize areas that maybe have been dilapidated or have been abandoned for a while. Anything to make our city look better and, you know, attract business, I think is a win for our city.
What do you feel makes you stand out as a candidate compared to the other candidates who are also running for this position?
Okay. Well, I think one of the obvious things for my place is that I am the only woman that is running for this position for place number 6. And also, I have lived here for over 27 years. This is my home. This is where I have raised 3 children. So I care about Abilene. I care what happens here. I want to make sure that we are doing everything we can as a city council in order to make this a place that when college students come here to, you know, get their education, that it's somewhere that they're going to want to stay after they're done. Or if families, you know, move here with our military base, that this would be somewhere that they would want to return or stay once they retire. So I feel like I just stand out. I love people. I love to be a part of what's going on around me. And, you know, I just want to be a servant leader. I want to come in and just be a voice for those that don't have a voice. And so I think my experiences of growing up, I've grown up in business my whole life. My dad has had businesses my whole life. So I've been in a business arena where you have to, you know, look at decisions that have to be made. You know, I've looked at things of making sure that we are connecting with our community through our business. And so I feel like those experiences that I've had along the way are going to help me to be able to connect with our citizens. And I hope that I can just be a great representation for them.
All right. And then I just want to know if there's anything else maybe you want to get out there that I haven't asked you or that you haven't had the chance to talk about.
No, I just really want to thank you for this opportunity to come and be here with you today. And I know one of the things is I'm not really known that well in the community, but like I said, I've lived here for a long time. I've raised my family here. And so, you know, I just want people to know that I'm a hardworking mom. You know, I'm just like them. You know, I work 40 hours a week, you know, maintaining a store. You know, I'm a single mom, have three kids, and, you know, I'm just trying to do the best that I can, and I want to make a difference in our community. I want to make sure that that we're not only making it better for ourselves, but we're making it better for the next generation. And so, you know, that's a little bit about me. And if anybody, you know, wants to know more about me, I would be happy to meet with them or talk with them one-on-one. They could reach out to me on Facebook.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jessica Cantu is running for the sixth place for Abilene. She is competing against four other candidates. I'm Zora Green, and this is KACU.